This has been an eventful week, to say the least. This was the week that my podcast was released. Thank you, thank you, thank you to all who have been involved in that process. And this is also the week that I gave birth to our second daughter. There's a lot I'd love to unpack with you today. This episode is real and raw and in the middle of real life. So I invite you to come along and join me as I unpack some of my birth story, as I unpack the concept that singing is your superpower, and as I unpack how we can do amazing things on the other side of our courage. Welcome to the Heart of a Singer podcast. I'm Sarah Toth, heart coach, mom of two, trained opera singer, and passionate lover of Jesus. This podcast is a home for Christian women who have trained and worked in singing, opera, and musical theater, but maybe you found yourself in a place of unrest and anxiety, bottled up emotions, and even feeling far from God. But through it all, you might be feeling an invitation from the Lord to learn to hear His voice more clearly and to open up yours in a new way. It's time, friend, to move out of your desert season, musically, spiritually, and emotionally, so that you can move forward in a healthy way and step out into the next chapter that God has for you. So I invite you to open up your journal, grab your favorite pen, and join me as we move from stuck to thriving while unlocking your heart again to beat for His kingdom purposes. So I want to set the scene for you. I'm sitting here in my bedroom, in my PJs, on a bouncy ball. The dishwasher's going in the background. The birds are chirping outside. My two-day-old daughter is sleeping in a little tiny bed across from me. My microphone isn't working, and so I'm recording this on my phone. This, friends, is the middle of real life, but I want to show up today and share with you some real life ideas and talk about some things that I think will really be encouraging and help you reflect on your own voice and your own journey. So, like I said earlier in the intro, this has been a very eventful week, to say the least. The podcast was released just a week ago on Friday, and thank you for all those who were involved in listening to that and encouraging and praying for it. I feel so blessed and so excited to have had such a wonderful start to this journey. And I've gotten some amazing feedback from many of you who have listened and feel like, yeah, I just feel so blown away by feedback and encouragement in your reviews, in your texts, and your verbal affirmations. So thank you. Thank you for being here. And the other big event of the week is that I gave birth to our second daughter. And I didn't plan to birth these two things in the same week, but this is just how it came to be. And the last few days have been intense but glorious. And our little daughter, Nora Joy, has arrived in the world. And so thank you for joining me in the middle of real life. And the things that I'd like to unpack today have to do with, I guess that you could summarize it in taking what you have and partnering it with it to move into something better. I guess you could talk about it like that. I want to share with you some of my birth story and how I partnered with my voice in that. And also just talk about doing hard things, because I feel like doing hard things moves us into a new space. And if you take a moment to listen, I'm just conscious of my surroundings at the moment. You hear birds chirping, the dishwasher gurgling. I might even get interrupted with little baby cries and maybe even my family coming home earlier than expected. So thank you. This is just real life. Thank you for joining me in that. So, okay, let's get started. So I gave birth 2 days ago. We were planning a home birth and had to change plans to birth in the hospital, but had a beautiful team around me. I had a midwife and a doula. A doula is someone who comes alongside and is an encouraging presence and a guiding presence as well during your birth. And my husband also by my side throughout the birth. And as I was reflecting on what to share with you all today, this phrase kept coming back to me that Renee, my doula, whispered in my ears multiple times over the hours that I was birthing. And she said, "Sarah, sing, sing, Sarah. Singing is your superpower." And it was remarkable to me to think of both her perspective, that as a singer, as a trained singer, that one, that she sees that as a superpower, seeing that we can open our voices and transform the space, transform something in ourselves, and be able to use it as a tool to get from one place to the other. And it was interesting that music and singing really did have a role in the birthing room for me. And I want to share what that looks like. I'm going to press pause and continue this story in just a bit. So a couple of ways that I used my voice during birth was one, leading up to it. I realized that while I was waiting for labor to develop and establish, the thing that allowed me to be present in my body and my spirit was worshiping and singing. And so I had many moments of having my headphones in and just allowing myself to worship and sing. When we were in the birthing room, I also had moments of inviting others into that space. So having, speakers on and singing out loud. And we even had this amazing period of time where we stumbled upon Handel's Messiah and just let it roll from the beginning. And I was like singing along, often like an octave lower, to keep my voice in a low place for birth and stuff. But it was just so fun to engage both with familiar music and also with worshipful music. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed was one of the choruses that really stood out to me. And even the tenor solo at the beginning, "Comfort ye, my people." So it was amazing to be able to partner with that. And there were also other moments throughout that early labor where, and actually as it was getting more difficult, where I just was singing spontaneously and singing just whatever was bubbling up inside of me. And it was a real, like releasing, feeling and releasing capability. Oftentimes during contractions, I would have low guttural sounds or low kind of moaning sounds, or even like doing horse lips just to get my body relaxed, just to get air moving. So those were some things that I did that were really helpful during labor to partner with. And every time I would just sing out phrases or sing out in worship or sing out what was going on inside of me. Things felt easier. Things felt released. Things felt, not just hard and stuck, but more flowing, and like I could embrace and move through it. So it was just a really cool reminder to have in my ear from my friend Renee, who was coaching me through some of these things, saying, "Sing, Sarah, sing. Singing is your superpower." And just that ability to tap into something that that is inside of us, and we often don't see it as a tool, as a processing tool, or as a tool to use to move through something. I feel like as trained singers, some of that joy and even I'm going to call it personal utility, which sounds a little bit clinical, but it just means singing for our own benefit or for our own use. I feel like some of that starts to get lost as we move through training and performance. And so that's one thing I'd really love to encourage you to think about today is what do you use your voice to process in your own life still? Or has that been something that's been forgotten? And oftentimes we as trained singers, we use our voice as a tool for employment, or a tool for as a gift to others, or a tool for trying to create something that is in our mind with others, perfecting an aria, perfecting a song, perfecting an ensemble. And so I'd love for you to have this takeaway today that your voice matters not only as a gift to others, but for your own well-being and for your own processing and for your own spirit, really. And so, I'd love to invite you to just reflect today. Is there a part of your voice that you feel like you have lost, a usage of your voice that you feel like you've lost or not tapped into in a while? What is that, and how could you start moving into that? It might even be the opposite, that you use your voice to process a lot for yourself, but you're having trouble sometimes stepping out and using that as a gift for others. Or it might be you've forgotten what it feels like to use your own voice to process or to move through something. And so, I'd love to encourage you with that, to think about that. And I guess the other thing I wanted to touch really briefly on before I wrap up this episode is that this phrase keeps sticking in my head, that hard is not the same thing as bad, which is the title of a book by a woman named Abby Halberstadt, who writes a lot about motherhood. She does a great Instagram. She's the mother of 10 kids. And I love this concept that hard is not the same thing as bad. I feel like this past week, there have been many, many moments of feeling like I've stepped into really hard things that require lots of courage from me. And I've chosen at those moments to say, I am going to do the hard thing and trust that there's something amazing and glorious on the other side. And I just have it. It's a testimony to say that each of those moments where I've chosen to embrace the hard thing and embrace courage, there has been amazing things on the other side. So if there's something that you're facing that you need courage for today, and you're uncertain about if it's worth it, I just want to say it 100% is. And I'd encourage you to step into that thing. I'd encourage you to use your voice to help you move into that thing, move into the space, to pluck up your courage and send yourself over that line into something that is a new space for you. Maybe it feels like a responsibility upgrade or an identity upgrade or whatever it is that you might be moving into. So anyway, thanks for joining me today on this real, raw, in the middle of everything episode. I really hope that there's some nuggets that stand out that help you in your journey, help you with your voice, help you with your heart. Please shoot me an email if something is resonating or if you'd like to chat further. You can reach me at hello@saratoth.com. Otherwise, I look forward to joining you next week. And you can be on the journey as this podcast grows and as my little daughter Nora grows as well. Thanks, guys. I'll see you next time. Thank you for joining me today on the Heart of a Singer podcast. If this podcast has blessed you in some way, the best way you can thank me is to leave a 5-star review and subscribe in Apple Podcasts so that others can also find connection and healing through this content. I'd also love to connect with you and to hear about what the Lord has been stirring in your heart. Drop me an email at hello@saratoth.com to share what's been resonating with you. Thanks for being here, friend. I'll see you next time on the Heart of a Singer podcast.